What's up, YouTube? This is Perry with Premier Guitar, chilling in Nashville, Tennessee with the August Burns Red Dudes. It's got JB here. He's going to tell us about... That's a pretty fast-looking guitar, man.
It is fast.
You've had this for a while, though.
Yeah, this has been my number one since, like, 2009. And it's actually just a production model, RGA 121, that was painted green. I wanted it painted, like, the old-school Eagles colors, green and white, so I put in the white pickups.
Yeah.
And these stripes are actually electrical tape. Which
the Phillies are your favorite baseball team, right?
Yes, that's right. So people think this is painted on. It's not, but it is on my other guitars. But this is the
prototype.
It's
like the prototype, huh?
Exactly, yeah.
81, 85 set, I'm guessing?
Exactly, EMG 81, 85. Nothing too fancy there. I play D'Addario strings, 10 to 52. The nickel wound XL, I believe, is what they're called.
Very cool. So. And so you aren't switching tunings between guitars, you pretty much leave everything tuned.
Yes.
In the one tuning, right? And you have a pedal that changes the tuning that you're
Yeah, and that's like a new thing that I just started doing this fall.
Cool.
Because when we go to Europe and stuff, it's a pain to bring a bunch of different guitars for a bunch of different tunings.
Sure.
So I'm using this pedal that Digitech makes called the drop pedal. And I'll show it to you later, but it's just, you hit a button and it drops your tuning.
Do you notice any latency issues?
No latency.
I saw that on your board and I just kind of had to know. But
yeah, cool. It's super, it feels good to play. Like I tried it with my Axe FX, which I did have latency a little bit with some of the faster stuff with the drop tuning on my Axe FX. So it does a better job than that.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Cool, so you're playing this guy, 8185. That's a pretty standard setup for metal. That's my favorite setup for metal.
Yeah, I've been using this setup for like a decade.
Yeah, so exactly.
It's like, don't change what's not broken.
Totally.
Thing.
And so what are you using for a backup or a number two?
My backup is this white RGA. I really like this guitar a lot. And, it's pretty new comparably. I just got this year. It has our band logo here on the 12th fret, which is kind of cool. I had like a custom neck. I never had like a custom inlay before.
So this is not a prestige. Is this a prestige neck?
It is a prestige neck. But the whole thing was built custom. It was built to the prestige neck specs. The stripes go the whole way around on this one and they're painted on. So a little more
classy. Those ones don't come off. Yeah.
Right. Nice. These aren't tape. But it's essentially the same guitar, just with a different finish.
Sure.
But like they sound the same if you ABM.
Yeah. Active pickups. And
I was using this one for drop B stuff, but since I got that drop pedal, I haven't had the need to switch guitars currently.
Yeah, that's way cool. So when you're tuning to drop B, are you going up in gauges?
I am.
Yeah, totally.
I was using 11 to 56 for drop B.
Cool. Well, I guess that's it for guitars.
Yes.
You mentioned that you're playing Axe FX.
Yeah.
You know, why Axe FX as opposed to, you know, I know you're doing 6505s and 5150s for a while.
And I still love those amps. Like, I don't think that I've ever quite achieved that exact sound with my Axe FX. But I got to this point where we were doing a lot of fly stuff and my guitar rig was getting more and more complex with tons of pedals and like everything run through like a MIDI switcher that controlled my amp switching and all my pedals and
like an effects gizmo or something?
Yeah, I was using the RG16 Rat Gizmo that RGM Music makes. And it worked awesome for the States when I had everything racked up nicely in like a big 2-amp rack
Flying
case.
With that sucks.
Yeah, I can't fly it. So I had like this B version in a 6-space rack that was just, you know, that thing gets flown around and when I open it up after a flight, it's just pedals everywhere, cables everywhere.
Stuff broken.
Yeah. And I just was having too many troubles with it, especially overseas, to the point where I'm like, I gotta like simplify my setup, and the technology's there now to do that. So
sure.
I've been running Axe FX since. So I run a Carbon DCM 200L power amp. It's just a 1-space solid state power amp. It doesn't have like, you know, a resonance or presence knob like some of them do. There's no tubes or anything.
But really, you're just trying to create a signal.
It just makes it loud.
Yeah.
It doesn't color my sound. It just makes it louder. So
that's kind of perfect.
Yeah, it's only 4 pounds, too. It's super light.
All right, so are you modeling the like your amps? Because you can reamp through those, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm modeling. I was using the 5150 model for a long time through my Axe FX. But recently, as in just this fall, I started using a 5153. Which is the Fender one.
I've never
actually played the actual 5153 like amp head, but I found that I was able to get my tone closer to how it sounded with
that patch.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Very cool. Very cool. And are you running any effects through it, or are you sticking with traditional pedals?
No, almost all of my pedals are being run through the XFX as well. All my delay and reverbs, tremolo.
So it frees up your feet quite a bit when you're playing, right?
Yeah, and what's cool is, you know, like I hit one button and I can turn on four blocks on my XFX and turn three others off and switch an amp like with one button programmed into my MIDI board. So
Can't really do that.
I mean, I was doing something similar with my old rig, but everything, like I said, I had a zillion pedals wired into one brain that was controlling everything.
All right, JB, walk me through this. What do we got going on here? A lot of cool pictures.
Yeah.
I guess you miss home a lot. You're always, always gone.
I do miss home. Yeah, I have magnets with a bunch of my friends and my wife and my cat. So just decorations. Someone may find me and they're like, oh great, so you're stepping on your wife and cat like every night. But it's not like that. Anyways, okay. These two gray boxes are just my wirelesses, one for each guitar, and this just switches between the two.
Gotcha.
So nothing too interesting there. This is a Fuel Tank Chameleon power supply, which is really cool. They're super versatile, and you can plug a ton of different... They power like anything.
Lots of outputs, right? Like they do 9 and 12. And
yep. Then, yeah. You can do all kinds of different power things. In fact, I have this Sennheiser G3 wireless is being powered with this like voltage doubling cable.
Oh, weird.
So like it can power my wireless, which is dope.
That is really cool.
The other one I have to plug in because I can't power it. You can only use one of these two red ones, but it's also powering my RJM Music Mastermind MIDI controller here, as well as the AB box with a, I have the signal split since these don't pull a lot of ampage. Anyways, so this is a dope power supply. This is my MIDI foot controller. It controls my axe effects.
Sure.
Basically, I have a different bank for every song. So as we go through the set,
When you switch parts, you can just bank up to the next sound?
Well, basically 1 through 5 is generally one. All these would be in one song. And then when I bank up or down, I'm switching songs.
Songs, gotcha. Yeah.
So like if I hit this, that's like now my distortion with reverbs on. Or this would be like clean with, you know, whatever effect I need.
Gotcha.
So... that's convenient for quickly changing tones without having to press a lot of stuff at once, you know? Okay, this is the most hideous wah pedal you have ever seen. I like this wah pedal because this is actually the Weeping Demon Senior. I usually use the Junior, but my Junior broke and I...
Is the Junior just smaller or something?
It doesn't have this part of it on it. And this part, basically, if you want this to work like a traditional wah, you would just press this button to turn it on, and then it'll wah with that, which doesn't seem to be working right now. Okay, there it is. Yeah, so now it's just gonna work like a traditional wah. But I like it in this mode.
That's a pretty cool feature.
Yeah,
it's so now it's like a spring-loaded.
Yeah, now it's a spring-loaded, and it's, you know, if you press it, it's on. If you're not, it's off, which I like. That's nice. I don't have to worry about hitting it on.
So when you're ready to use wah on a solo or something, all you have to do is play.
I just freaking... start wahing away.
Right on. What's this little guy?
This is the Tap Tempo pedal, which controls the tempo on my XFX. So if I want to set a different tempo for a delay or a tremolo or something, you know, just
tap it in.
Step it, which is
polytune.
Chill.
You can see it. Love that.
Yes, I just got this and I was like, I usually use the Boss TU-2. Mm-hmm. Not a fan of the 3. I prefer the 2. I don't know why.
Really? Do you feel like, is it a visual thing?
It's faster. I think the 3 is like probably a little bit more precise, but that was frustrating for me because I would have a harder time getting to just stay on green,
in
the middle.
Yeah.
But when I got this drop pedal, which I'll talk about in a second, I didn't have space for the TU-2 and that, so I got the Polytune Mini, which is sick. I mean, it's such a tiny little tuner.
Doesn't take up a lot of room on your board.
No, I like it. Not much to say, it's a tuner, but it tunes correctly. This is a Digitech drop pedal that I was talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, my guitar is tuned to drop C. If I press this with one on, it'll drop me one half step. So then I'm in drop B, which we play a few songs in. And then we do one song in A sharp, so I'll turn it down one slot. Now, I wouldn't trust it to go much lower than that. You can, but it starts to get a little just muddy and weird and you know.
And you said earlier you weren't feeling any kind of latency with this as opposed to like the axe.
No, it rules, man. Like it's...
Because a couple times I've tried, you know, features like that on pedals and it's like,
I think this is like a pretty new pedal that just came out this year too, and
definitely cool.
It's very responsive. It feels good, and it doesn't change my tone at all.
I bet your guitar tech appreciates not intonating.
I'm sure.
Three different guitars than I do.
I'm sure he does as well.
Way cool. And then for cabs, you're playing Mesa. Cabs.
I'm playing the Mesa Boogie Recto cabs. On this tour, we're using 412s. Sometimes we get 212s, which we've been using for a while. I actually grew kind of accustomed to the 212 sound. But
less stage volume, because are you guys on ears or anything?
We are using in ears.
Okay, cool. Playing a 412 probably. There's a lot of air moving on stage, right?
Yeah, they're a little louder, but they're cool. I mean, we've been using them for as long as I can remember.
Selections or something?
Vintage 30s, I believe.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Solid setup, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, happy to do
it. Congrats on the Grammy nominations.
Oh, thanks so much.
Badass.
Yeah,
we'll get
stoked.
The rest of the guys in your band.
All right, man. Yep, cool.
All right, now we're over here with Brent Rambler. He's gonna walk us through some guitars.
Nice. All right, so this is, both of these are Ibanez FR Prestige models. They're both custom for me, which is awesome.
It's very cool. I like the way that looks. It's kind of like
this is just a natural. Telly. Yeah, exactly. The body style is just modeled kind of, I mean, obviously off the Telecaster, but I love these. And the reason I switched to these, I used to play RGAs like JB, but then I saw they had one of these and I was like, yeah, you know what, I'll try it out, see how it sounds. And for rhythm stuff, I just thought it was a lot better because it's thicker, chunkier. And so I have this one on tour with me, and then...
Are you running an 8185 as well?
Yes.
The EMGs?
Yep, EMG 8185s. And then the D'Addario strings.
I love this one. That's fancy looking.
Yeah,
man.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah,
the binding is real cool.
Yeah. They're making another one for me right now that's going to be like a smoke gray almost. So I'm excited for that. It's going to be baritone as well. So I'd be sick to get that. We just rocked the DiMarzio strap locks.
Gotta have them.
D'Addario strings, 52 to 10. We're pretty light.
Yeah. Now, are you also using a pedal to drop down, or are you?
I use the Kemper to drop down.
You do?
And
you,
yes.
Do you notice any latency issues?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
That was a question I had about the pedal because I've played, you know, some stuff where it does that for you, and it's like, oh, it's not
dead
on.
It
but.
Can get like, they can be really latent, and that was one thing. Like, I have that pedal too. I have that drop pedal, but I was just like, you know what? It's so much easier for me to just make a new patch and drop down, because in between songs, Dustin and JB have to like physically like
actually do
get down and like on the black stage. Sometimes
can't always see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, that could go squirrely.
Yeah, it could.
Cool. So, are these the only two guitars you have out with
these
you right
now?
These
are the two I have out with me now, just because of that drop pedal. I mean, it makes things so much easier.
Right, that's
for
nice.
For Kevin, our guitar tech, he has way less things to take care of now. And flying, obviously, is a breeze because
of
that.
Two guitars instead of a whole bunch of guitars.
Yeah, totally. It's nice.
Cool. Well, let's hop on stage and take a look at your pedals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Right, holy pedal board, man.
Yeah, right? There's not much here.
Look out.
So the whole purpose of this pedal board, it used to have a lot more on it. And then I got this Kemper Profiler pedal, and there was a remote for it, and it's awesome. I don't even need this. The only reason we have this on stage is because we have these looms made, and before I got this, I got this loom made, and we didn't know what to do with this.
Did you just mute yourself with it?
And literally, I can tune with this. We just have this here because, A, we're pretty anal about our tuning.
Sure.
Making sure and the pedal we tune with before we come on stage is a Boss TU-2, and you don't want to like have any inaccuracies as far as like going from tuner to tuner, you might have some. So I just stick with this.
Stick with it,
but
sure.
I could be tuned with this. And then we just got the wireless. Used to be a lot more magnets on there. The only one hanging on is my dog.
Cool
the
dog.
The wife and baby fell off.
Sure, if your wife is watching this, she's stoked.
Yeah, sorry. you fell off a bit ago. The fuel tank, the fuel tank is here to power the wireless and the tuner. But this all runs, it's powered by the Kemper. It's just an Ethernet cable. And this thing rules. I mean, it does everything. I don't know if you guys can see this, but you just program it, and it's the names. It's just like I can just program it with the names of the songs that each bank will do. And then as you come down, it tells you each part has a different name, and you just bank up and bank down.
It's awesome.
And it just goes from song to song to song.
Now, the profiles of the amps that you have in here, is this something that you reamped the record with and used actual amps and these are the sounds?
These are not all of them. The main 5150 sound that's in here is mine.
Is it like a straight up 5150 or a...
Yeah, I used a 5150 for probably 10 years before I got the Kemper stuff.
I love that amp.
And we got them just because of probably what JB said. We stick a show up at places and be like, here's your Mesa. I don't play Mesa. I don't want to play.
It's a totally different
thing. Love your cabs. Not a big fan of the heads, but like, so we got sick of that and the Kemper just solved everything. And we can talk about more when we go back there, but and now that they have this remote, it's just so much better. It does really cool stuff, like the tap here is awesome, but the best thing is, like, obviously you can store your tap tempo in each different profile you set up, but what I love is it, if you just hold it in, it automatically knows what BPM you're playing. So that way, like, when you're holding in, if you're just playing and you want to add delay to something, you just hold this in and it'll do delay at the right tempo.
And then stop when you take your foot off of it?
And stop when
you
take your foot off.
That is so cool.
Yeah, so I mean, that's fun to play. It like measures, like, it just like, no, it goes by like how fast you're changing notes, how fast you're strumming. It's nuts. Everything with the Kemper is crazy.
Now, I know you guys are on ears.
Yes.
So do you have the tempos already being sent to this anyway?
Yeah, everything is already being sent to that. But if, like, for some reason, I don't know why, like, there's some clean parts that, like even when you make a tempo, like, sometimes when you turn it on, I'm just like, this isn't sounding quite right. So I just hold this
and
in.
And it just analyzes it.
And it just does it, yeah.
Rad.
Yeah, that's it's sick. Cool. I mean, this is a looper in it, which we haven't really played with much yet. I got this right before the tour started. So I had, like, 10 days with it. And then that was pretty much it.
Well, that's not a lot of time. I was actually going to ask, like, how long did it take you to put the whole set list in here?
Not long.
And do you stick to the same set list, or is it easy to edit?
Yeah, we stick to the same set list. It is super easy to edit and change around. Everything's called a performance. So you store it in the Kemper as your performances or whatever. So there's different song groupings, like, so we have...
So you can literally write out, like, say, three different set lists and save them as a performance. And then they're in there.
Yeah, well, also, I mean, it goes, like, infinite for how many you can have. So, like, for this one, in this performance, I have three songs, because with the song Identity, I only have three tones I need to use. Majoring the minor is only two, and Composure is just one. So I just kind of do it like that. What are similar tones, and what's, and these three are right next to each other in the set. So it just makes it easier that way. Yeah.
Do you put these three in the set together so that you can wild out? No. You know what I mean? Like, just go crazy? Because if you're not switching a whole lot...
I mean, yeah, like, there's... I mean, with those, there's not too much switching. The one that switches the most is Spirit Breaker, so that has the most banks by itself. Yeah, like, this one has five.
Just for itself. One song?
Yeah.
Way cool. All right, well, let's take a look at that, Kemper.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
So, this is the Mosh Machine.
Yes.
All right.
So, this is... I share this rack space with our bass player, Dustin. This is the power amp for the Kempers. We used to use a Carvin. This thing is awesome. We used to use these little pedals called a Magnum 44. Maybe there's one hiding in here. There's not. And they were awesome. I fly both of these Kemper amps and a Pelican that weighs less than 50 pounds, which is choice. You have a lot of people moving to rack Kempers, which, like, we talk about, but being able to fly two and keep it under 50 pounds in weight is huge, because awesome. You're not paying for all that overweight baggage and all that stuff. And the fact that they're in a super safe Pelican, I know they're not gonna get thrashed.
Almost safer than a rack, kind of. No, and it's the exact same hardware and software?
Everything is the same. One's just a rack, one's not. And I talked to a lot of people, like I said, who are like, oh, I have the rack, it's so easy to transport. I'm like, is it easier than just a Pelican case? No, probably not.
Probably not that easy.
Yeah, but I mean, so we're looking for a good alternative to those pedals, because they were killer, but we kept blowing them. I don't know what the deal is with, it was the power supplies that were bad, not the pedals. But so we got these Carvins, and the L stands for light, because this weighs 4 pounds. So now it still will, everything will still fit in my Pelican, and it's awesome. But yeah, I mean, this is the Kemper. Tons of people know about him now. When I first started, everyone was like, what is that thing? But
sure.
Yeah, it's just, it is what it is. It looks space age and crazy and weird, and I guess it kind of is. I don't know if you know how Kemper works, but the way it works is you can either use one of the thousands of amps that are online available to you. Users upload their amps that they make all the time, and then you go in there, you can test them out, download whatever you want to do. I mean, I've downloaded everything. Bogners, like that's what I use. I use a Bogner for my clean tone. I have some that's a Fender Twin Reverb for some cleans. Like we said, my main is a PV.
But that's something that you profiled, right? That's your
yeah.
app. So you just play and it analyzes it and then...
Oh yeah, with the profile, you just... you need a mixing board, but now they've changed that. Actually, just started doing it where you can use a DI box. So if you're somewhere on tour and you're like, man, I really like how the amp sounds, you just plug both things into a DI box, play, and it'll do it like that. Whereas before, you had to use a mixing because you needed the line out
sure.
from the microphones. So, it's killer. And I've just downloaded so many different amps and so many different things. It is complicated, but if you sit down and play with it and you're into gear, it's a lot of fun.
So I feel like I would get lost in that world downloading there's everything just, that there is.
Yeah, like the thing is, you can literally sit there for days just, I want to try that. I don't like that. Delete. I like that. I'll keep it. I don't like that. Delete. So you can definitely get lost in this thing, but it's the best. I have three of them.
Is this guy just the backup?
He is a backup. Yep. That's the backup. And then I have one at home. That's just at my house for practicing and stuff like that. So I don't have to transport everything back and forth from practice space. So, yeah, I mean, the Kemper is the Kemper. It's killer. It's awesome.
And so you're running out of the power amp into these Mesa cabs?
Yep, we use Mesa cabs.
Do you want those on stage just for feedback? Because you're in all in-ear, right?
We use the line. We don't like DI. I don't like...
You like speakers, like real speakers.
Yeah, we don't like DI outs from the digital amps. That's personal preference. A lot of people do it, but the way it sounds in our ears, you can tell it's a fake amp.
It's digitally or something?
Yeah, you can tell it's digitally, and you get more grainy sound. Huh. But if you run it through a cab into a microphone, you can't tell if that's a 5150 or the Kemper. There's like no way. Literally, you can't.
Yeah.
And so that's why we run through cabs. And just, like, we're not an arena band. Right. So
well, nominated for a Grammy, homie.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Maybe soon you'll be playing a
Yeah, we'll
gonna
see.
Need massive cabs.
But I mean, the thing is, like, you got all these kids in the front row who sometimes are standing in front of the speakers and they can't hear your guitars, and they're looking at the stage going, like, I can't hear any guitars. There's cabs up there, there's nothing coming out, and you can tell, and it's kind of like,
it doesn't feel right.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right, and we just really like how it sounds in our ears. Our sound guy likes how it sounds. So it's a matter of personal preference.
And
but
you can still kind of feel it on stage a little bit.
Yeah, you totally can. And when even when you're wearing in-ears, you still get a little bit of that outside sound that it needs to be real. And I think it'd be weird if I took off my ears and all I heard was drums.
Right.
So,
that would
yeah.
be strange, for yeah. sure. Well, cool, man. Thanks for taking the time to walk us through all this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Cool. Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, guys, now we're over here with Dustin Davidson.
Double D.
Double D, my man. About to tell us about some bass guitars.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So what's your number one? What do you go to?
My number one, and I've been switching a lot recently. I told Kevin, you know, I want to play them both equally because they're both just, you know, they're both beautiful.
Fun
I
play.
Need to show them both. So I'll say this is my number one just because I got it first. So technically it is my number one. I'm a Kiesel Carbon artist. This here is the first one that I built with them, and I'd probably venture to say it's my favorite. I just love how it turned out. It's a burled maple top.
Real pretty.
The body back looks real nice too. It's a thin black translucent stain, I believe, is what this is called. The back is walnut. It's a five-piece maple neck with black limba. Ebony fretboard.
Yeah, that's real cool.
Trying to think what else. I think I got everything on there. Jumbo stain frets there. Yeah, dude, this thing is awesome. It plays really well.
Now, tell me about these controls, because I'm not a bass player. I'm a guitar player, but I see you got some of these guys.
All kinds of different stuff.
Yeah, what do those do?
I'll tell you what I use on them, too. This here is a pickup pan.
Okay.
I believe this would bypass the preamp. I'm not sure, though. I never mess with that stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
But I used to pan the pickup forward, but I like it well balanced, like right in the middle,
kind of right in the middle with
these basses. What I do is I boost, this is treble here,
mm-hmm.
so I boost treble, as you can see, almost all the way, and then I turn down whatever this is.
Oh, okay.
It's something with mid, I believe. Yeah. But I boost the treble because it just like in my ears, especially right now because my in-ears are shitting out on me and I can't like I'm using my backup pair and they don't seal as well. So when I boost the treble, I just hear it a little bit more because my ears aren't sealing. They're letting in too much noise on stage. But
plus you're playing metal, the attack needs to be there.
Yeah, the attack needs to be there too. And it really does complement it. I love this bass, man. It's so awesome. It's so light. Here, feel it.
Well, I for
being
expect
a,
that.
Being a bass, it's a big body, yeah. You know? You look at
totally
it, like, that thing's going to be heavy.
As much as a Cadillac,
it's,
man,
and yeah. it's very light for what it is.
Very cool.
So
when you were working with them on this, like, you say, hey, I love this body style, oh, this neck profile. Is that what happened? Or was that a, you know, did you already have a bass in mind? Or
Well, they're such a great company. They treat me like I'm family, and they're just awesome. I have nothing but good things to say about them. And I contacted them and I was like, yeah, I'm interested in trying out some gear. They sent me 3 basses the next day to try it out. Like that, wow. That's how on it they were, you know? And I wasn't happy with what I was playing and they sent me 3 basses the next day to try it out. And instantly, like I was on tour, I was on Warped Tour. So I got home, played the basses right away. You know, it's funny to come home from tour and sit right down and play an instrument again too, because yeah. I was playing all summer, but I was really excited to get
it playing.
To play
so
yeah, true, that's true too. So I tried out, this is called the Vanquish.
Uh-huh.
So I tried it out, a different one obviously, because I had these built. So I tried out a Vanquish, I tried out a Jazz Bass, and I tried out another one. And I was so stoked on the body of this Vanquish here, but the Jazz Bass is what the tone that I liked. I've just always been driven to like a Jazz Bass single coil pickup. Mm-hmm. So I asked to do single coil pickups, and while these are like this soapbox, whatever you call them, style pickups,
and they're active,
they're single coil, yeah. So. The Jazz Bass sounded so good. I liked it more than the standard pickup that they had in the Vanquish that I had.
Uh-huh.
So I had these pickups put in. Like I said, they're not from the Jazz Bass.
Sure.
But it's just an upgraded pickup, and it just has more of that Jazz Bass tone to it. Really high-end, drivey. And
this natural wood guy. It's so pretty.
Yeah, there's a natural wood guy here.
Is this the same setup? Oh, you got it. Okay. Yeah.
This here is obviously the same bass, but it's a Flame Maple. Mahogany body, mahogany stripes down the neck as well, 5-piece maple neck again.
Now, did you do the same pickup configuration?
Yeah, same pickup in this one. Really the same everything. I just wanted to try out a different wood to see what it sounded like, and they both sound very similar. They really do.
Do you notice a huge difference between
them? That one is more, I want to say that one's more well balanced, but I can't even like say that because they're just so similar. My front of house guy's like, dude, I don't care which one you play. They both look cool and
totally
they sound
different wood.
Sound good. Yeah, it really is. Yeah. But this one here, to my ears, when I'm listening to it in my ears, when I have a good seal,
mm-hmm.
It has more of a drive to it. It's definitely got more high end, more bite.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other one's a little bit more well balanced. But that is me being really nitpicky.
Yeah.
So. It's really about what I want to play. What's going to match my shirt better on stage,
yeah,
you know?
That makes sense. And do you just try to stay with the same bass all night, or do you switch out, like, every couple songs just to make sure you're still in tune, or?
We use a drop tuning pedal now, which we can talk about too, but that has made it so much easier for international touring.
You
don't have
to
bring so many basses
stuff,
and stuff. So that helps. But I really don't want to play one bass all the time and just wear it out. I want to, like, play them both and show them both off, and since they both sound the same, that's what I'm going to keep doing. But
I
haven't
been. Do you feel
like
they play the same as well? Like the neck?
Yeah, they really do play the same. Didn't notice a single difference in the play style. I like playing them both. So what we usually do is he'll change strings on this one. I'll play this one, and then he'll have strings on this one ready to go as well. And then I'll just play this one the next show, so he doesn't have to change, because I change strings every show.
Sure.
I kill him. So, All right. So here is my. We'll say this is a pretty small rig, I would think. I use the Tech 21 Sansamp VT Deluxe, actually. I've been through many. This one here, actually, I record every single one of our records with. I love the tone that I get from the RBI, the rack-mounted one, but my front-of-house engineer, for live purposes, he tells me that this gives me my own identity in the mix. Like he said that this one here kind of blends in with the guitar frequencies, and he was just
this one kind of
a lot happier with this one. I'm very happy with this too, but for some reason I haven't had this one in the studio yet. I had the smaller version of it where you can't program different settings. Like for this one here, this is less distortion. It's my same tone. We just rolled the drive back and you preset it there, and it's got different banks you can use. So it's pretty cool. You can do a lot more with it, which is pretty nice for a live setting, because we do play some clean parts too. But I forgot, I haven't had the chance to try this out in the studio yet because I just got it before we did our last album.
I was gonna say, right around the same time. The difference in the preamp.
Yeah, know, like, I don't even know how to tell you how it's different. It's just different, but they're both very good.
Sure,
you know,
yeah. Like they make awesome stuff.
Yeah, they really do make awesome stuff. So, you know, I still use this one and this one for live, this one for the studio. And then the drop pedal, I was telling you, makes it really nice too. That's out front because I actually have to step on that. It's the Digitech drop pedal. That thing changed touring for us because we only have one guitar tech and he's working for three guys, you know, and we don't need to bring 18 guitars. Yeah, he's stoked on that. And it makes it a lot easier to go overseas and not have to pay for the extra gear and, you know, all that stuff too. So that thing's really changed touring for us. We just started using that a couple months ago.
You don't want to lug around six guitars.
But you know what sucks is when you start a song and you're like, I'm not in the right tuning.
Oh, bro. Has that happened yet?
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to get down there?
What was it? We were playing Whitewashed, which is the last song in our actual set before the encore. And what night was this? Chicago? No, it was around Chicago. It was like mid-tour. JB started it, and we played Ghost before that, and Ghost is an A sharp. So he started, and I instantly turned around. I'm like, well, I know you're not in the right tuning. And Brent was over me, and he's like, what should we do? I'm like,
go down.
You just play an A sharp. And he's like, no, I don't know. So he went over, and he like hit JB's pedal while he's playing it, and I was like, oh no.
Oh my God.
We should have just played it in A sharp. It would have been fine. But I don't know, he was confused. Actually, that was Montreal, because I was sick. I was playing in a chair that night. I remember that.
That sick?
I had the stomach flu.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I was playing in a chair, and I got up instantly. I'm like, what do you want to do? Let's figure this out. And there was, actually, we started the set the other night, and his drop pedal wasn't on. We played the first song in B instead of C, so half step there. And
and
he was just like...
How long have you guys been using this?
We just started using them.
So it's...
Yeah, but I mean that's a pretty big mistake, and those are the only two times they've happened. Actually, you know what's funny is we've been using them since September, October, and that's the first time we've had anything like that happen. But our set, it just goes. There's no stop. Like we have our click tracks on our MacBook,
like,
and it
noises
just
between songs. Or no,
well, there are like little intros to songs that, like, you know, they give us a break to tune. But in that part of the set right before Whitewash, like, you know, you're in A sharp, and all you gotta do is just hit that, or, you know, even start the set that should have been hit. That was a mistake, an honest mistake, you know, it's an honest mistake.
Yeah, it happens, sure. And there's not a digital readout on there that say, like, that's telling you where you're at.
No, you just gotta
have to know where you have the presets.
Well, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, okay, it'll tell you the steps you would drop down. So you just use a knob to turn it, and then you would just step on it to turn it on or off. And there is a light to let you know that it's on or off. But I mean, sometimes you're just not thinking about that.
It's a lot of moving parts.
There's a lot of people in the room. You're thinking on what's going on everywhere else, and you're like, oh shit, I forgot to step on the tuner. I've done that before too for like the encore, because we play a song in C and then we come back for a song in B, and I would go ring out and just be like, real quick. Half step, it's not that big of a deal. I'm also the bass player, so whatever, I make mistakes. But yeah, so that's really cool. And then the last thing in my rig here is the Ampeg SVT VR, the vintage reissue. This thing is a beast. I love this thing. We don't mic our cab, so my sound guy would probably love if I didn't even use it, because he doesn't want stage volume from me, and I play real low. I need it. I want to feel it.
Yeah.
I want to feel it.
I can't do it without it.
And I love the way that this head sounds, so I want to hear it, you know? Like, totally. My ears don't give me that low-end rumble that I get from stage volume, and, you know, if you watch a show, you'll notice that my area is right in front of my bass cab. I can't leave that area. It sounds so good in that spot. So
are you trying to get like a real clean signal out of this amp and then color it with the Tech 21?
Well, no, not really. This is my tone. Like, okay. This thing.
This is just a power amp, basically.
Basically, but I mean, I've always had this head, and I've always liked the way that it sounded. I can't remember the last head I used before this thing. A friend from a band, This of the Apocalypse, showed it to me, and it just sounded so good. I think I was using like the 4 Pro before that or something like that. And I never went back. Just sounds so good. I can't tell you the last time I changed the tubes in it. Like,
wow.
I asked somebody, I'm like, when should you change the tubes? And they're like, well, if it still sounds good, don't change it.
Stop sounding so good.
It's the high gain KT88s or what are in that. And
that's cool. Yeah. I mean, that's what you try to stick with all the time.
You see what the volume is? It's right below 2.
It's like, yeah, not even at 3.
It's pretty loud. So, yeah. And it weighs 110 pounds too, so it's, I'm sure the guys would like it if I didn't use it, so you have to carry it in every day. But it's in a case, so it just makes the case heavy. But yeah.
It's on wheels. We're good.
We're good.
But hey, man, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to us and talk to all of our viewers about all this fun gadgetry.
Yeah.
And again, congratulations on the Grammy nomination.
Thank you.
That's super badass.
It's surreal. It really is.
You guys, if you get the chance to come check them out on, they're out with Every Time I Die right now, right?
Yep, that's true.
That's a lineup worth paying for. You should check it out. Stay tuned for other rig rundowns, review demos, all that fun stuff. See ya.
See ya.
Don't forget to sign up for PG Perks, your all-access pass to exclusive gear giveaways and discounts on PremierGuitar.com.